We've got a guy on the line. I have never heard him make a mistake.
No, he's the best.
The epitome of a professional broadcaster.
Makes you look like a piece of garbage.
Just a loser, idiot, trying to break into the business in the middle of nowhere.
Rod's the best.
Sexiest
I chew
voice
on my tongue all the
in
time.
Canada.
I think he may have more commercials than anybody else in the country, too. Like,
I'll be just walking around doing laundry or something, and I'll be like,
that's Rod.
A commercial. I'm like, that's Rod.
100%, it's Rod Smith.
Yeah.
And he's the host of the CFL on TSN. He was in the Peg last night. He's in Saskatchewan tonight. It's Riders Argos. The Argos trying to defend the Grey Cup. We head out there now and catch up with our main man. Here's Rod Smith. How you doing, Rod?
Oh, good, Brian. ODOT Doodles, how you guys doing? I'm going to feel bad now after I trip all over my tongue in the next couple of minutes.
No way, man. It's not possible.
I'm a little bit tired now.
Not possible. How many commercials do you have going, man? Because we hear you all the time. You are the man.
I appreciate that. I was actually, they let me do a Kelsey spot, and I've been doing a lot of Kelsey spots, but I have heard, even my own mother said, are you doing a spot for such and such? I can't remember the company. And I said, no. And I've heard this from a couple of people. So I guess there's someone out there who has a similar sound, and I haven't heard exactly who they're talking about. But I thought, if this is someone who's fooling my mom, I'm wondering who's out there doing some stuff. But anyway, I've done some stuff in the past, but mainly we just gave Kelsey's a free plug.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. We like Kelsey's, but so you're saying there's an imposter out there, a fraud trying to steal your sound.
I keep hearing about this. Yeah, I keep hearing about this. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I got to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you're tired. I mean, what was that like last night in Winnipeg with all the delays and everything that went down?
You know what? We've been through long weather delays in Winnipeg, especially. We had one in Hamilton last year, too, with the Argos, Ticats, and Labor Day that went over like about 2 hours. But the thing that got me, you've all played. I don't know what it was, but it's a little different with hockey. I can't imagine if you've ever had to go through getting yourself all jacked up and then all of a sudden having a delay and then trying to get your adrenaline going again. And these guys, I felt for them because these delays were over an hour. So they're in the dressing room, I mean, just having a snack, staying hydrated, doing what you have to do, and then coming out, ramping it up again, and then it happens again. It was that second one, though, for another hour. I thought, how much longer can they do this? And they were determined to get this game in, but I don't know. I was still seeing lightning in the skies even after they started playing again. We were all wondering, like, you know, how much longer are they going to do this? But they got it done.
Roddy, the Argos are firing up tonight. Do you think the championship last year, winning the Grey Cup, can build some momentum and some excitement down there at BMO Field? I mean, I live downtown. I should go to more games. I should support the team. But just watching some of the crowds, there were some tough ones. Do you think winning the Grey Cup and, I don't know, to build any momentum downtown and get people out to watch them play?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, and I'm not, like, I'm in the demographic, you know, middle age or upper middle age male, they don't have to work too hard to get. I mean, if you like the CFL, if you're a CFL fan, for one thing, but to get younger people in as well, it's been a tough thing. And I hope they can because, you know, all bias aside, I thought we've been down there a lot for games. And I thought the atmosphere, such as it was, because some of the crowds, you're right, were just terrible, especially in the west side, wasn't too bad. But I don't know. They obviously have to do something different. I'll tell you what, MLSE, the presentation, so we had like a football day before the season started just for all the TSN crew, and you could see a difference in the marketing budget and the ideas they have that made me think maybe they're onto something here, and maybe not this year, but I think they're building, they want to do what they did for Toronto FC, which is, I mean, whether you like soccer or not, I mean, they marketed that thing right. I mean, it's great what they do down there, and they fill that thing up, so I hope eventually they could do that for the Argos. But I think they're realistic. I think they're going to close down the top tier in the east side. And it's too bad because that's the side you see on TV. But, and they're, you know, as crazy as it sounds, well, actually, it doesn't sound crazy. They're knocking down those beer prices, which were ridiculous. I think it's $5 beers now. But you got to do what you got to do to get young people in and enjoy the experience and make it more affordable. And I hope that works. I really do. I mean, I'll be curious to see. Cause I like it down there. I was glad to see them get out of the dome. I really was. I think this is overall a better atmosphere, and it gives me hope that it's going to take maybe a couple more years, but if they still have a good product on the field, that's certainly going to help.
Rod, what's the impact throughout the league, or what the buzz that Johnny Football has had? Is it good for the league for him to be there, regardless of his playing status?
Yeah, we talked a lot about it too, Noodles, when I was in with Brian a few weeks ago on what it was doing since then. Manziel's had a couple of games. I do think, you know, for preseason game, it brought some eyeballs to the screen that otherwise we probably wouldn't get. I think it is a good thing, especially if he continues to respect the game and you know, be a good citizen off the field. I think it's as much about that. But, you know, I was telling Hayes that, you know, my own, I have a son who's, well, he's 24 now. I asked him a couple of years ago, and he's not much for, you know, he's in that demographic that doesn't watch the CFL as much. And I said, what would it take? And he had said at the time, Johnny Manziel absolutely would. So I think it would help bring a lot more like a younger crowd that way. And I think he's a tremendous athlete. And I think in time, if he gives it, you know, if he gives it a good try, which I think he will, because I think he needs to get his career going again, I think it will help the CFL. And for the people that are bitter about it and the haters, and I got to admit, at first I was a little dubious about the whole idea because I didn't know how much respect he'd have for the game. I was wondering about it, but now I'm on board. I hope they give him a good shot, and even if it's only for a couple of years, I think he can do great things in this league. I think he's just an outstanding athlete.
He is the host of the CFL on TSN in Saskatchewan tonight. It's Riders playing host to the Argos. You can hear the game on TSN 1050 and watch it on TSN, of course, tonight. Always great catching up with you. Good to know that we got to track this guy down. Fraud Smith is out there stealing your sound, and we will not accept it. We'll track that guy down if we have to.
If you find that out, you let me know. I want to know who this guy is.
We will. Not acceptable. Enjoy it tonight, and enjoy the weekend. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on. Like, hey, that's like twice in a month. What's going on here?
It's incredible, man. You're taking over the show. It's CFL Mania here on
Overdrive.
We love
you, Ron.
We love it.
You know that.
You can come on whenever you want.
Too.
You know that.
You guys are great. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. There's Rod Smith.
He's the best.
Yeah. So good.
The best.
Do you notice not one stumble?
No, but
not one stumble. Like,
so
just a perfect
cool
broadcaster.
I know. He is.
You know who's great too? Is Luke Wildman. Luke's got that
Luke
sound
is
going
outstanding
too, man. Like, Luke does not chop up anything.
No.
We get some good panels.
Yeah, we do.
Duffy's outstanding, of course. Rod Black is great.
Yeah.
Rod's it really great. Doesn't get any better than that.
Got some good panel.
You know, me and him are on the panel, right? Like, you could.
No, he's talking hosts.
I'm talking hosts, talking, and like in general.
Scrubs beside the host.
Yeah, I don't care about you guys.
Yeah, but there is. I mean, there certainly Luke Wildman is very smooth.
You give out compliments to everyone in this building except me or him.
He has to see our ugly faces every
day.
Like,
if Jamie does a good post-to-post, I'll write him and say, that was really good stuff. You never compliment anybody. You
no,
ever?
I don't. I generally have a rule. I don't compliment anybody.
Yeah.
You're
ever.
The weirdest person I've ever met in my life. You're such a loser.
I have no
You're
interest
so
in complimenting
weird in public.
Anybody.
I'm in the lobby. Where are you? Ready to go. Where are you? You're just a weirdo.
No, well, you're just very normal.
Yes.
You're such a normal guy.
Speaking of that, that was the best interaction with Rod Smith. He's like, does Brian not like me or something? He's kind of awkward.
I think that's fake news.
No, it is. So he says to me, is Brian like, he's kind of socially awkward in the hallways. And then you came up to me and was like, I think Rod Smith doesn't. I'm like, you're such a weirdo. Say hi to the guy.
I love Rod Smith. We do
he
say hi.
He said every time you walked by, you would just put your head down and act like you couldn't.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, it
that's,
is,
that's
man.
Fake
you're
news.
Weird.
That's not true. Dude, there's a lot
You've
of different people.
You got these weird
here.
Things.
You got to understand, though, with radio, like, you're in it. You know this. Yeah. I have 4 minutes to get down the hall and back and be. I can't, yeah. You know, do a stop and chat. I can't do it when I'm on
You're
the
just
air.
Weird, though. For a guy that talks for a living, you get in public and you turn into a zombie. Like, you're a weirdo. You're
no,
socially
you're,
awkward.
You're, I'm not no, socially you're an introvert awkward. When it comes to certain things.
That's right.
That's what it
when
is.
When I'm around people that I'm around all the time, we go for beers. I'm not sitting there in the corner not talking. I'm up for no. anything. We can do whatever you want. If you
know.
Put me in the middle of a crowd and ask me to go out and spark conversations with people, it's not something that I'm really interested in doing.
Steph thinks
I'm in the
right.
lobby. Where are you? That's your go-to.
Because he's on time. That's basically
I'm
what it
prompt.
Is. It,
no, no, he texts us and says, we're leaving at 11, and then at 10:54, I'm in the lobby.
Well, that
Where
was at Barry. That was he was pretty excited.
No, that was my big night.
Jersey to be.
Yeah. You were
excited.
Probably doing the same thing in Guelph when you were getting the jersey retired. You wanted to be there on time, and I had a one-day contract. I had to be ready.